True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back here on the morning shift in our 8 o'clock hour, it's brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. So can Leonard Floyd get to, what, 11 sacks here with the Falcons? That is what he has set his goal at, and probably more. Do you think he can achieve that and help to elevate this pass rush here in Atlanta?
I don't know if he can achieve it. And honestly, I think a bigger question is how much does that elevate the people around him and the defense as a whole and the team as a whole? Because – I think your defense, of course, we talked about how you're 32nd, 31st, 30th last year in sacks as a team. And even though the number climbed through the end of the season, you barely got out of the basement of the NFL. And so if he's able to hit that number, what does that do for Ronald Abakady? What does it mean for Braylon Trice? What does it mean for whoever else that you're asking to rush the passer in multiple roles on this defensive front? And how can he bring along guys like Ruka Rororo and Brandon Dorlus? So I think he can do it. I don't think there's any doubt about it. I mean, he's a guy who knows how to get to the quarterback. But how does he fit in Ulbrich's scheme, and what does that mean for the rest of the defense is you know, kind of where I'll be focused for the next 4 or 5 months leading into week one.
Yeah, it's a really good question of how he can impact this team and how, if those sacks or if he hits the bulk of them, will affect anyone. So what do you have to say about it? Again, this is the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. You can give us your thoughts on that. All right, let's go to the lines right now. We've got Anthony in Covington. What's up, Anthony?
Good morning. Hey, Mike, what day is it? Hump day!
Oh, attaboy. I love it.
Okay, give me that. Wait.
I love it.
All right,
man. I love it. Bring
everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Squid.
Sir.
All American.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Number one in your heart, number one in your program. Let's put good morning, man. How are we doing?
Good morning.
Oh.
So, I was listening to something the other day, and obviously, I wasn't able to get to you guys, but we talked about like being in places you know for a fact you don't belong, right?
Yeah.
So this happened many, many moons ago when I had the extreme privilege of living in Japan with my wife and my daughter. And we were young, you know, 23, 24 years old, and just a lowly life enlisted sailor out there having a good old time out there in the streets of Yokosuka, Japan. And we befriended a couple people who are NCIS agents, right? And, you know, just
oh, wow.
To fill y'all in, just watch the show. Y'all get it, right? And they invited us out for drinks, right? not a problem. Whatever. We can drink with the best of them, whatever. We're sailing. We ain't scared of nothing, right? Except we get in the elevator. It goes up like four flights of stairs, and all of a sudden it opens up, and there's fish, like, in the walls and in the tables. And we get three drinks, and we realize it is $150 for three drinks.
Oh, Jesus.
And we fix those with Coke really quick, and we run out of there, and we go back to our normal schedule lives, which is a $3 beer. But only time in my life that I feel like I know for a fact we did not belong. Just the way my bank account was set up, absolutely not. But once again, guys, I love you guys. I hope y'all have a fantastic day. We love y'all, and we'll talk to y'all soon.
Hey, thanks, man.
Hey, appreciate that.
If you guys didn't hear it, the other day we were having a conversation about how I went to Canoe this weekend, and I asked for saltines, and they told me they didn't have any. They didn't use saltines at Canoe, and I wanted them for my oysters. So, yeah, I felt pretty out of place. And my wife last night was bringing up other times that maybe things like this have happened that I honestly haven't even recognized, I guess, at times. But it's just, look, man, you get in where you fit in. I've been to nice restaurants, never been denied saltines before, but I'm with you. You go into some place and three drinks cost $150. No thanks. I'm going to head back out the other direction, man. I'm good on that.
Definitely have not had that happen before. I will say there was a time where I probably didn't belong, but I had my first big girl job, and I took my sister and her friend, Missy. I was like, I'll treat you guys to lunch. And so we go to have pizza. And I go to pay the final bill, and my debit card declined.
No!
It's my first big girl job, and I was like,
there
I got it, guys.
There is nothing worse than
shame.
Being like, I got it.
The shame. My sister has never let me. That was like 25 whatever years ago. She has never let me live that down.
That
so.
Is epic.
Anyway, shout out to Missy, my sister Candace.
Happened one time when I was over in Singapore, visiting Singapore, and I went to, if you guys have ever seen pictures of Singapore, there's one on top of Three Towers, looks like a boat. I don't remember what they call the building. It looks like a boat that stretches across the top of Three Towers, and there's like a bar on the rooftop, and went up there, and like one drink was like $45. But I knew what I was getting into.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it was like one of those things where I was like, okay, this is the only time I'll probably ever be on top of this boat in Singapore. Like,
why
I'll go up and
it?
Get a toddy. Like, whatever. And yeah, after that one $45 drink, I showed myself out. And that's, you know, that was pre-kids when the zeros were a little more lined up.
You're like, nah,
than they are now.
I'm good.
So,
all right, back to the lines we go. We got Jay in Riverdale. What's up, Jay?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
What's up, man?
Hey, man. Hey, I feel the Leonard Floyd, man. It's cool. But we done heard it all, man. We done heard it. You know, we done heard it from Tag. We done heard it from Judon. So all it is, you guys just prove to us that you can do it.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
You know, I got to see it now, man, because I done heard it too many times. But thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, Jay.
My coach used to say all the time, and I'm going to get in trouble for this, but I used to have a coach that say all the time, don't tell me about the pain, show me the baby. You know what I mean? And that's exactly what I feel like he's trying to say. Don't tell me about the pain, dude. Show me the baby.
That's kind of what Kirby Smart's having his problem with his team right now. I don't know if you guys saw his comments, but basically he called his players soft. And he said that they don't want to be coached. And it was, I thought it was interesting because, I guess at some of the pro day, he talked with some NFL coaches and he's like, yeah, man, it's like they come to practice and they talk about how their players want to be coached. They love to be given a nugget, a technique that might help them play longer. Some of our guys are offended by it. He went on to say, you're coaching me hard, ? You're telling me I've got to play with effort, ? That's what his players are telling him, obviously. Some of them, I guess, have never been held to that standard. And that standard is not going to change here. That is a problem in college sports right now. And Kirby Smart is dealing with it.
Yeah, he's not the only one.
No, he's not. But he's a guy that's willing to speak up about it because of his track record. And he knows it's not going to stop him from getting guys. And, you know, I hope coaches, you know, and teams that I pull for as well have the same attitude in college because that is – that's a problem. If you don't want to be coached, I mean,
yeah,
good luck.
It was interesting to hear those comments come from him because I think and I can't remember the number. I think it's 37 new players they had this spring at Georgia, which is just insane. But it's kind of, you know, when you're at a place like Georgia in the transfer portal era, that's what you're going to deal with. And who was it? Was it John Calipari who was talking about how the portal opened Monday and we're in the middle of the Sweet 16? And he's like, dude, this is what we're all dealing with.
A couple of guys did. Yeah, a couple of guys talked about it.
And he said, welcome to my life, man. It's crazy what's going on in some of those situations. So I'm with you. It just and it's so hard to judge these kids. They're in such a different era than I was just 15 years ago, 16 years ago in college. It's just a whole different set of circumstances. It's not even really the same sport in a lot of different ways. And so, yeah, it perked my ears up to hear Kirby come out and say things like that as well.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go back to the lines. We got Dan in Decatur. What's going on, Dan?
What's going on, Morning Show family?
What's up, man? Bo, good morning.
You definitely look like a race car driver, buddy. Bo Turbo, whichever you want to do. Mike, you might need to start keeping some saltines in your glove compartment, brother.
Hey, man.
Just like Minty, keep that hot sauce in there. But I think Leonard Floyd is going to be a great addition. But I like the last caller, Jay. It's a show. You got to prove it, bro. Judon came in, and even off of his interview that he gave and that he was basically saying, I know I got to prove myself and all this other stuff, but you didn't do it. And so at the same time, the other pieces around Leonard Floyd on the defensive line have to do their job. I felt like like you said, we've been having problems with the pass rush. Grady Jarrett, all the pressure was on him because there was no other pressure coming from up front. So I felt like Grady was doing all the work. So at the same time, Ebiketie, Roro, all of those guys have to step up and do their thing too at the same time, so that frees up Leonard Floyd. Leonard Floyd does the thing that frees up Ebiketie. So everybody has to work together. But at the same time, Leonard Floyd got to come in here. He got to show us what he's about. Everything he's talking about, you got to prove it,
yeah.
Period.
That's a great call.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Yeah, thanks, I agree with you, but I think, in that light, I feel like Ebiketie probably had his best season overall last year as a pro. And if you go look at his pressure rate, you know, he led the team in sacks, which, again, I know it's not saying much when you're the 31st ranked team in sacks, but he had his best year. Imagine if Ebiketie could have got some help inside or got some help on the other edge. Maybe Ebiketie would have been the one that took off. I feel like, though, he was the guy that was begging for help last year. That's why the Leonard Floyd thing does kind of excite me a little bit. The more I think about what is already here, is that, will that, you know, what if Leonard Floyd doesn't get 11 and a half sacks, but what if his presence helps Arnold Ebiketie get 11 and a half sacks? See, that's the thing for me. I'm not going to view Leonard Floyd, if it's only one season, which I'd like to be more, but if it's only one year, I won't view it on just his output. I'll view it on when he was on the field, who was opposite him and how that guy played and how Leonard Floyd's presence and effort helped that guy, because that's important as well. And to teach a Braylon Trice how to get better at pass rushing and to learn how to pass rush as a young guy.
To your point, I'm not going to shed a tear over the fact that Matthew Judon's not back in the fold with the Atlanta Falcons. And it the numbers weren't there, and he did talk the talk when he got here. And we were celebrating when that trade happened. We finally got a pass rusher. Yeah, I had to give up a third rounder, but it is what it is. And now when you look at the output and really the effort in so many different ways of Matthew Judon, so frustrating how many times we come in here on Monday and Tuesday, turn on the film, and just wonder what he was even thinking about. And that's a guy that was in a contract year that is still a free agent right now. And you know why? Because when people turn on the tape, there's nothing there. So frustrating, man. So I'm with you. The Leonard Floyd, awesome. Glad to have you. Show me what time it is when the season hits.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Well, up next, we've got NFL draft analyst Tony Pauline joining us here on the show. He's got eyes and ears everywhere, so we'll get into some pro days that took place, including one at Marshall with a certain pass rusher and a certain NFL team that happens to be in Atlanta. We'll be right back here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.